The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and this is the prophetic voice of our time. Let me start this program with a prayer for all the members and families of First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. My brothers and sisters, please pray with me. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Sutherland, Texas. We pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding dwell in their hearts and minds. We pray for the quick and complete recovery of those that were injured. Thank you, Lord, for mobilizing your people to lend a helping hand. Give us the right words to comfort one another, to encourage one another, as we all try to grasp for answers and struggle to absorb this tragic event. We thank you for your comfort and your love. Jesus, you are the answer, and we thank you for your guidance, for loving us, for your support in these difficult times. Thank you, Lord, for turning this tragic event for good, and continue to lead us, Holy Spirit, into all truth. May your love continue to dwell in our hearts and minds as we continue to put our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To all of you, our radio listeners, my brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for one another. Sow a seed. Continue to remember and reach out for the victims. As a pastor, as a mother, it is difficult to comprehend what happened. Why to this group of people? Why in that town? They are my brothers and sisters in Christ, and they were worshiping God with their loved ones. They are in a place most sacred. I do not know the why, but there is one thing I know that you and I must always be mindful of. We have a common enemy whose intent is to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And he will not hesitate nor discriminate whom, but intent on destroying all of us. He will inflict or attempt or try to inflict the most pain and greater destruction. We need to understand that. This tragedy is not from God. It is from our enemy. And we need to focus on making him pay. To all the radio listeners of this program, continue to pray for everybody at the First Baptist Church. And I charge you in the name of Jesus to sow a seed to help them out. Let us push back this darkness and let us push hard by helping them out with your financial seeds, your prayers, and our vigilance. I thank God for this radio station, KSLR and Salem Media Companies, under the leadership of Mike Payne, for taking a lead on this tragedy. Thanks to all of you, KSLR families, for your big hearts. As one body, let us push back and inflict vengeance to the enemy by focusing on our Lord Jesus Christ, by sowing seed to all those who were touched by this tragedy. The impact of this tragedy will be felt by those who survived, the family members, the children, the father, the brother, sisters, the spouse. So let us push back and let us fight together. Satan is trying to attack the very core of who we are. So let us fight back God's ways. Let us continue to pray for the physical healings of those that are wounded and some are still in the hospital. And let us pray for peace that surpasses all understanding to be upon everybody who were there. I thank God for the two gentlemen who ran towards the battle and confronted the killer. God bless you and thank you for responding. To those who lost loved ones, the only thing that I can offer comfort and encouragement to you is that your loved ones who perished are not just a part of your life. They're not just a part of your past, but they are part of your future. They are with Jesus, and we can say that they are in a better place. They are in a better place than us. And it is okay to mourn. It is okay to be angry. It is okay to cry. The Lord Jesus would not mind you questioning him on why this happened to you. He understands, and he will comfort you and guide you, and you will overcome this. You wait and see. God is going to be with you every step of the way. Allow time. Allow him to help you process in your hearts and minds what happened, and you will see. We will move forward with you. I'm still angry. I cannot process this tragedy and its magnitude. For more than 2 weeks, the Lord was waking me up to pray, and I thought to prepare for the conferences in the Philippines. Then also some members of the team at Freedom Fellowship Church, Divina, Gail, Mike, told me that they have been waking up early in the morning too. And I reminded them to pray in the Spirit. And I told them that God is waking them up for them to pray. I know many of God's people experienced the same. After all of our prayers, why this tragedy still happened? I do not know the answer to that. And I will not even attempt to find the answer to the question why. And why to them? Why in the church? All I can think of is Job in the Bible. Tragic, painful events happened to Job. He did not sin. He feared God. And he did not understand what was happening in his life. Then his friends came in, and they accused Job of sinning. Just like some of you, please refrain from saying, well, it happened to First Baptist Church. There must be a sin in the camp. Are you one of Job's friends? 3, each one of the friends of Job had answer, an explanation on what is happening to their friend, and they were all wrong. Job, through his pain and the turmoil of him suffering physically and emotionally, also had a broken spirit because he cannot process what was happening in his life like you. Who wouldn't? He did not even had a chance to process the death of his children. And here comes more afflictions, more pains and suffering, one after the other. And he knew in his heart that he did not sin against God, but he still cannot find or understand what was going on in his life. This is what's happening in our hearts of our brothers and sisters that are victims of this tragedy. We cannot offer answers except the truth. Jesus is the answer. In Job chapter 17, starting with verse 1, it says, my spirit is broken, my days are cut short, the grave awaits me. And this is what's happening even now in verse 2. Job chapter 17, verse 2. Surely mockers surround me. My eyes must dwell on their hostility. Give me, O God, the pledge you demand. Who else will put up security for me? You have closed their minds to understanding. Therefore, you will not let them triumph. This is the nature of God. I read it again. Job chapter 17, verse 4. You have closed their minds to understanding. Therefore, you will not let them triumph. So for those that are mockers, don't pay attention to them. Focus on the Lord Jesus. Verse 5. If a man denounces his friend for reward, the eyes of his children will fail. God has made me a byword to everyone, a man in whose face people spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. Upright men are appalled at this. The innocent are aroused against the ungodly. And this is what's happening all over the world, across this great state and across United States of America. The innocent people are aroused against the ungodly. They are appalled by their unkind and cruel words. They're appalled on how they're treating this tragedy. Verse 9. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold on to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger. This is who we are. God will turn this tragedy around, and we will stand united, and we will be stronger and more determined than ever. Job's friends continued to judge him. They wanted him to confess his sins. They have all the explanations on what happened, and they were all wrong. Same thing now. The world mocks and are full of hatred, but the innocent are aroused. It is important to note that God did not explain anything to Job, right? And as far as Job is concerned, his children are still lost. He was still in pain. He was still in turmoil. He was still in agony. But there is one thing that changed. God came into the picture. Job encountered God. And in the midst of his suffering and agony, the presence of God is more than enough for him. Why? The presence of God, the hand of God, manifest all his goodness, his tender mercies, and his love towards you. In Job 38, verse 1, it says that the Lord answered Job out of the storm. Jesus is the answer, and I know that his presence will be upon all of you, and he is more than enough, you'll see. Job said in 42, verse 5, says, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. And what happened? God confronted Job's friends. And please listen up to those who says in their heart and even saying it out loud that what happened in Sutherland is a judgment from God. You are totally, totally wrong. Don't you badmouth God. Why is it that when it comes to others, it is a judgment from God, and when some bad things happen to you, it is an attack from the enemy? That is a double standard. And double standard is being used by the world, not the people of God. It does not belong, double standard, it does not belong in the kingdom of our God. He is merciful, loving, and kind, and all-powerful, and I guarantee you that he will not judge or treat his children this way. He is merciful. In Job chapter 42, verse 7 says, after the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I am angry with you and your two friends, because you have not spoken of me what is right. Digest that. You have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Down to verse 8. My servant Job will pray for you. See how the Lord was angry with them, but he was still merciful. So much more for the innocent ones. How can you say that this is a judgment from God when unborn child was killed? innocent children, and they are in a house of worship, worshiping God. Don't you ever say that. Verse 8, my servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job. And God healed and restored Job. Chapter 42, verse 12. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first, and he gave him a double portion of what he owned and gave him children. When we got born again, we became children of God. It is okay to ask him all these difficult questions that you are struggling with, things you don't understand. Tell him of your pain. He will lovingly listen to you. He will give you peace, and you will see he is more than enough. He will help you through this process. He will help all of us. He is a loving God, and this tragedy is not from him. He gave us his name and that authority that comes with that name. We can use that authority and his love to move on, and we will all come out stronger and united as ever. Yes, I'm still angry, and I'm going to continue to be angry to the devil for what happened, and I will continue to destroy his works. I will focus in obeying the Great Commission, and more than ever, I am determined to finish my course and disciple others to do the same. We are a powerful force on the face of this earth, and we are now awakened and more determined than ever to destroy the works of the devil, not to let him win. Let us not forget the victims of this tragedy. When everybody goes back to their home, when the television and the reporters are out covering another news, when the investigation of this tragedy have come to a close, let us remember that our brothers and sisters in Christ, some are children, some are elderly, who will continue to recover and mourn for their loss. Let us not forget them. And let us exact vengeance and punishment to the enemy by going to his camp. He went to one of our own. Now I will go to his camp. I will exact retribution in God's name. I will continue to expand the outreaches of this ministry, and I will pour my heart and soul on this upcoming trip to the Philippines. I will continue to preach the word of God in power, and I will continue to empower the leaders in that nation and in every nation that the Lord sends me. And I will bring the newness of life in Christ Jesus to those that are lost. I will destroy his works, and he will repay what he did in Sutherland, that he will think twice of attacking one of our own. We cannot be stopped, and we need to continue to increase in number. You and I will make sure of that. We will continue to be vigilant. We will continue to transform nations through God's way of doing things. We will continue to love one another. And yes, we will continue to pray for our enemies. How can you forgive someone who have done that, who have done you wrong? It is not for their sake, it is for yours, so that you can move on. As soon as we release things to God, we expressed by our words and our action to him that we trust him, and that we'll continue to worship him, that he will remain the Lord of our life. And this is one thing that we're going to do. Like I said, it is okay to question God. He's a big God, and He loves you so much, He can handle it. Do not listen to others that there must be something, there must be this, and said no. The culprit for this, the one that is guilty, is Satan and his cohorts. And yes, he used people, but he is our true enemy. So let us continue to destroy his works. It is unimaginable on what happened, but you see, God will turn these things around. Let us not, please let us not forget the victims, okay? Sow a seed. From what I understand, a company donated all the coffins, and some people have been donating for hospital expenses, but this will continue. As they were checked out from the hospital, they need to continue their healing process, their hearts, their lives, their physical bodies, their minds. And let us do this as one body. Let us be generous in sowing seed for them so that they will not have no more. That financially they are better off than they were before this tragedy happens. That is a good thing. And let us thank God that this grieving and this healing process will not prolong, but it will be quick. And we give Him the glory, and we give Him all the praise as we continue to put our trust in Him. Okay, thank you for listening. And Jesus is the answer. Try to process that, and He is a loving God. This is not from Him, and that is the truth. That is the answer that we can stand on, that we begin to move forward. But in the meantime, I prophesy that a supernatural move of God will be upon the nation of United States of America, especially upon this great state of Texas, that there will be mass healings and salvations and the move of God, that this country, that the state of Texas will continue to lead in righteousness, in righteous governance, in science and technology, and in prosperity, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to be an example for the world to see. We show the world how we deal with situation that we are united during the hurricane and now in this tragedy, that we are one body, fitly joined together. So thank you for listening. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. Our morning service starts at 10:30 and our evening service at 7 p.m. And we also meet every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I will be going to the Philippines to hold two big prophetic conferences, and I'll be holding leadership training, conducting prophetic school and business school. And in line of this tragedy, I will endeavor to fit my schedule to win the loss. So I'm going to hold evangelical missions and sandwich in between services. It's an offering. It's an offering to the Lord for what happened here in the state of Texas. Amen. So pray for me, and I will make the preparation, and I will come back for the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. Be sure to register on that. You'll be paying for your dinner and the venue, which is $60 per person, like last year. The attire is formal, and we'll usher forth, and we will hear what God has prepared for us in 2018 and beyond. We will be equipping everybody. We will receive, I will be releasing prophecy to the nations, prophecy to the church, and individual prophecies with the ministry team. So don't forget, you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click event. Or if you are sowing a seed, you can also go to the same website, SOGMI.org and click donate. God bless you for tuning in. Remember, we are united and we're stronger than ever. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.